Wait till it gets to five here.
And then we have to start all over, hey?
Then we got to start all over. And I seriously, I'm praying for patience right now because I'm going to lose my mind if we get like 12 in and it cuts out. Oh.
I think you had the magic touch, though, man. I think you had the magic touch. But you know what? We're going to start this bad boy off, right? This is the Wake Up With Purpose podcast. I'm your host, Kaz, with the one and only special co-host, newly father, Bryce Timmerman.
Woohoo! You got my whole name there. You forgot to say former Division 17 ninth man of the year basketball player.
Facts.
Yeah, but you did get the father too right, as far as I know. Rachel, let me know. Just had a baby girl 2 weeks ago. It's pretty wild. Congratulations. Yeah,
congratulations. Hey, all right, add one more total to my nieces. Woo!
I'm trying to start my own business, and it's so hard to find help that, you know, we just started making help. Like, you ain't got to hire employees if you make them. Man, I was telling my brother here a couple minutes ago that it was close, man. We had a midwives and we had a home birth, which is like way old school. I mean, we're pretty much Amish now. It sounds like we churn our own butter and that we had our daughter in the middle of a horse carriage, but they got out there at 4:40 and we had Lillian at 4:44. So I was getting, the midwives were on the phone with me telling me how to catch. And I told him, I don't know. I only played freshman high school football. I was a slot receiver. Only got 1 2-point conversion. You'd have to go deep on ESPN to see my highlights.
Hey, you still better than Juju.
Yeah. Or for all those old Philly hands. I still got better hands than Aguilar. Catching babies left and right.
But you would have done the holding right, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's your Super Bowl right there.
Yeah, holding when you're a father is way better than when you're a cornerback in the NFL. And I'm still waiting on that cornerback call, so right now I'll just stick with father.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we're going to get started out with the typical way we start this bad boy, and that's with a quote. And this quote today comes to you by Booker T. Washington, my brother. And he said, you measure the size of the accomplishment by the obstacles you had to overcome to reach your goals. Let me say that again for you. Mm-hmm. You measure the size of the accomplishment by the obstacles you had to overcome to reach your goals. And that can lead us right into the topic that we want to discuss today, which is
addiction. Don't turn that volume down. I know that's a big, bad, naughty word for a lot of people, but man, it's a real one. On this podcast, every time we do it, we just try to come up with something real, something relatable, and stuff, honestly, that's maybe not talked about a lot because that's a touchy subject, especially this one. And, you know, we're not here to give you a sermon or anything. This is just the two of us having a live conversation about what that means in our lives. So, Kaz, let me ask you right away. Do you think there is such thing as a positive or a healthy addiction? Do you think that's real in today's world?
I for sure think it's real. You know, I believe that an addiction doesn't always have to lead to a negative kind of connotation to it. Hmm. It can obviously have positive impacts, but you have to be careful with it because an addiction can really take control of your life in a negative way. And it can lead to a downward spiral if you're not intentional about what you're doing, about what kind of addiction you're trying to have in your life. If it's an addiction of, oh, I'm addicted to success. Great. But what is that success? And measure that success at what cost it comes.
Yep. Yeah. That success right there that you're talking about so often, money. Mm-hmm. Huge addiction. We talk about all the time, like the big niche ones that people talk about are alcoholism and hardcore substance abuse, drug abuse. And yeah, those are huge. but I'm not even sure those are the most prevalent, to be honest. I don't have statistics in front of me. Again, this is a real live conversation. But do you know how many people are addicted to video games? Do you know how many people are addicted to social media? That's what their life is. Like, that's where they find their worth. And a lot of times with your addiction, subconsciously, whether you want to admit it or not, that's where you find your worth. Because addiction is really an escape. This leads to my next question for you. Do you think everybody has an addiction of some kind or another? Or do you think that's not realistic?
I would say each person on this earth has an addiction. It might not be clear as some other addictions out there in this world, and it might not be easily seen, or some addictions, like you said, substance abuse. You know, I have my birth mother who has struggled with alcohol abuse in her life, who I would say that's one of her addictions. One of my addictions has been social media before, and currently I'm trying to ease off of it. You know, there's an addiction where once at a time I was addicted to nicotine. You know, that's one where a lot of people are addicted to cigarettes, but that's our new generational thing is nicotine, sucking vapes, pouches, tobacco, things like that. And so I believe that we all have an addiction, but the addiction is up to us to how we want it to serve our life and how we want it to be used in our life. Because there's a fine line of having the addiction and having the addiction.
You want to elaborate that for me just a little more? I like where you're going with that.
So the addiction is, all right, I'm addicted to it. I've been going every single night to go grab a drink after work. But the addiction, I cannot stand being sober. I need this buzz. I need to be drunk 5-6 days of the week. Every weekend, I need to be drinking. Every weekend, I need to be blacked out. Every weekend, I need to be putting substance in my body to make me forget about what the issues that are going on in my life.
Yeah, addiction. As I saw, you were just about to keep going there. Addiction is really an escape. I mean, when you think about it, we live in a world that is sinful, that is broken. And for those people who don't believe in God, as unfortunately there are so many of them, I won't use the word atheism, but those people who don't have a relationship with God, maybe they do believe in God, but they just don't have time for him. Their life's going fine without him. It's hard to really understand that we live in a broken world. I think they can see that with, the fact that we will never be able to have world peace on this earth. Unfortunately, that's just realistic. Until Jesus comes back, we're a sinful people. We're a strifeful people, arguing, dissension, lots of that. And they can see there's sickness. They can see there's brokenness in the world, but I don't think they attribute it to sin. Well, the truth is, the matter of fact is that this world is riddled with sin. There's sin everywhere in this world. And so many times we try to escape that. And we should escape sin. That's a good thing. And that leads into, I also believe there can be positive addictions. And addiction, that word, like you said, just has such a negative connotation. But addiction really is just something that you cannot live without. And that you find an escape in. So rather than using that, the A word that we've been using 47 times already per sentence, think of what you can't live without. Think about what your escape from this broken world is. Just take a second and think about, because like Cass said, I also believe that everybody has an addiction, but it just, what is that? There can be a healthy side to it. What would you say right now, Kaz? And this is just really opening up, being very blatant. What would you say right now? And this could be positive or negative. What would you say right now is an addiction in your life?
My addiction is to my craft. You know, my addiction, it's something where I don't even know how to explain it, but one thing I want to say before I go in on this is don't change who you are for someone else's perspective. No, don't change who you are to fit how someone else wants you to be.
Yeah.
And this is what I mean by my addiction is my craft. At times, I go throughout conversations, whether it's texting someone, whether it's talking to someone, and I just want to use slang words. I just want to use improper grammar, improper sentences, and I want to maybe shorten words. But at the same time, I realize if I get back into that kind of way, into that kind of writing, typing, talking, that's not going to help me translate up there when I'm speaking to others out there in this world. And at times, people are like, why are you talking this way? Why do you act this way? But that's because I'm addicted. I'm addicted to speaking professionally, whether it's over the phone, whether it's texting, whether it's talking one-on-one. I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to getting better, watching videos, taking any little thing away from the interactions I have with people, the interaction I see on TV, the interaction I see in sports, games, anything that I can take away to help me be better, I'm addicted to. And so I see where it's not just helping me, but it can also help others out there in this world. Because if I take something away from someone else's life, and I apply it to a message or to this podcast, then that can ultimately help someone.
Yeah, and that's clearly how God can use you. And that shows the fact and the realization that there can be a positive addiction, because if God is using you through this, if you are using this for God, then that's not negative. That can't be negative if God is involved, truly. There is no negative that can come out of it.
Right. But then there's another addiction that comes along with that too. And that addiction is social media. Because I like to put a lot of content out there. I like to put this podcast out there. I like to put clips of, you know, me speaking at times out there. I like to put, you know, just slogans and encouraging slogans out there. And then that requires me being on that platform, me seeing, all right, who's engaging with this? How is it doing? Who's viewing it? And, you know, that becomes just kind of a trap. It's a trap. And so I've had to really figure out a healthy balance of that. And figure out, all right, am I doing this for engagement? Am I doing this for likes? Am I doing this for content? Am I doing this for followers? Or what am I really doing it for? What's my why behind it all? And at times I've had to take a week or two from not posting, because I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, you know, Kaz, what are you doing? Are you getting too caught up in this right now? Are you getting too caught up in the outside world, what other people are going to say, what people are thinking? And are you getting too caught up in the addiction of posting to keep it consistent? Right? Yeah. That's the thing. To keep it consistent, the addiction right there.
Yeah.
And I realized, all right, look, I'm gonna take a step back right now. But then I had a talk with a good brother of mine over at Eagle Brook, and he said, you know, maybe some of your content can help other people. Maybe what's on your heart can help other people. And that got me into thinking, okay, that's a good opinion. That's a good statement, because yes, I believe that I have words out there that are placed in my mouth by God that can help others. But at the same time, am I helping them and hurting myself? Or am I helping myself and helping them? And at that time, I was thinking, I'm hurting myself if I keep on just posting this to stay consistent without really remembering my why, and with having an addiction to social media.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta keep your guard up. That is, that's the thing with it, is because there is positives, and we just talked about yours, but there's also, I mean, negatives. And I think as a generalization, so many people struggle with negative addictions as well. Like you brought up earlier, substances. Before I was a Christian, when I walked away from the faith 10 years ago, I really fell into that trap of, of nicotine abuse and alcohol abuse, and struggled with that. And, I was also on the social media thing. That's where I found my worth. There were lots of escapes I chose that weren't Jesus. And at the end of all of them, there was just so much emptiness. Mm-hmm. There wasn't, there was no true fruits that came from it. There was no positivity from those escapes. It just led deeper and deeper and deeper, because what four beers used to do didn't do the trick anymore. So now it's a sixer. Then, now you're drinking a whole 12 rack every night. What, one joint used to do, now it's two. What, half a pack of cigarettes, now it's a whole pack, every 2 days, one day. Wherever it is, 100 likes on social media, now it's got to be 200 likes. I mean, look at all these other people. Look at these comparisons I'm making. There's no positive that comes from it. So you have to keep your guard up, because with the help of Jesus, like Kaz has talked about, and with accountability brothers that I would like to get into in a little later, which is very important in this topic, you can absolutely overcome these things. And so many people have, and those are awesome stories to any testimony is awesome. It truly is. And I really love the testimonies about those who did struggle with major addictions, and the only one who could pull them out was the Lord. The only way they got through it was through prayer, was through scripture, was through a pastor talking to them, a fellow brother in Christ, whatever it was. But on the backside of it, you got to keep your guard up. Like Gabs was saying, social media was one, that you struggled with. And so going back onto it, you have to be careful. I still probably have four or five friends from high school that I talk to. Out of what I thought was going to be 100 friends from high school. That just happens when you get older, you only keep in touch with a couple guys. And I love those guys, and they're my brothers. But there's some things that I don't do with them. If we're hanging out, I won't go to certain places with them, and I won't do things because, you got to keep your guard up. You don't want to fall into certain things that you struggled with before. Mm-hmm. And it's just very important to be honest with yourself about these things. As so many times with different addictions, like you said, you can hide them. Now, obviously, the extreme ones, if somebody is crazy addicted to crystal meth, that's kind of evident. Physically, that's evident. But there's other ones that you can hide. A lot of people don't know how many people struggle with a porn addiction. A lot of people mm-hmm. don't know how many people struggle with a TV addiction, with just gluttony, with just sitting down and wanting to watch TV all the time, 24/7. Mm-hmm. That's a very common one. But you have to be honest with yourself, because if you're not honest with yourself about it, you're not going to get out of it.
You're not going to be honest with anyone else.
That's exactly it. And then how are you going to ask for help?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It goes back to, just really the name of the podcast, Wake Up With Purpose. In order mm-hmm. to defeat that addiction, in order to really counter that addiction and say, you can't win today. You won't win today. You may have won yesterday, but that's yesterday. Yesterday is in the past. Yesterday is just a page in my book to help me prepare myself for the next day, for the next situation that may come. And that's the mindset of this. Catch this, guys, all right? Because this is what's really going to help you. No, let me take that back. This is what helped me in my life, and I can only hope it can help you. It's a mindset of one day at a time. One day at a time. You start thinking ahead of yourself 1 week. I have to do this for 1 week. I have to do this for 1 month. I have to do this for 3 years. That is not going to help you. That is not going to help you. We are here one day at a time, in the moment. Stay present in the moment. Be where your feet are. You want to get better. You want to see success. You're not going to see success next week when next week hasn't happened. The only way you're going to see success is being in that day, in that moment, in that present where you are. And with that comes a story of this person in dark woods, okay? Dark, cloudy, can't see anything. Mm-hmm. And we all know, as you are a hunter, Bryce, these woods, sometimes you have no idea where you're going.
Yeah. I got some stories.
And the motive of the story is, all right, I have no idea. I can't see anything. And he gets asked, can you see your next step? Can you see your next step? When you can see your next step, that's all you have to do. Put that foot forward and trust in that next step. You can't see 10 feet ahead. You can't see 10 days ahead. But you can see that next step. And that next step is that day. That next step is waking up, realizing yesterday's gone. I can't do anything about it. But what I can do is be present in this moment, be present in this day, and realize that this addiction can't beat me if I win the day. This addiction can't beat me. Winning the day, building momentum into the next day, carrying over. All right, yesterday I felt that urge. I felt that desire to go grab a beer, to go smoke a J, to go masturbate, to go watch porn. I felt that addiction, but what did I do? What did I do? I fought it. I defeated it. I kept my mind strong, and I realized that God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Self-control. A spirit of self-control. So when you face that, acknowledge that. All right, am I thinking too far ahead? Or am I thinking in the moment right now? Am I thinking for this day? Win the day. Defeat that addiction that you may be feeling, that temptation to face and go back into. And ask yourself this. Really ask yourself, all right, what did this addiction do for me? Mm-hmm. What has it done for me? Who have I hurt? What relationships have I damaged? What success could I have had, but I decided to use this addiction? Mm-hmm. It's a thing of where you can overcome it, and it's quite simple when you really think about it, how to do it. It's just a mindset.
Yeah, there's two things that we talked about earlier, that addiction is looking for escape, and it's where you find your worth. So this escape from this sin, who is the only one that has already beaten sin? Who's the only one that has already conquered sin? Okay, where can I find my worth? Because if your worth is in social media, if your worth is in money, if your worth is in possessions, how many cars you got,
what kind
then
of
what
car?
Does that say? What happens when you lose all your money?
Nothing.
What happens when all those cars burn up? What happens when those cars are stolen? Mm-hmm. What happens if Instagram goes away?
Right.
What happens if this gets taken down? Where are you? Mm-hmm. What do you have left? I'll tell you one thing that's never going to leave you, and that is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That is our Lord and Savior.
Pick up on that.
You want to find your worth in something? How about the one who created you? How about the one who is never going to let you down? I have struggled with so many addictions in my life. Mm-hmm. But to open up right now, the positive one that I try is growing in my faith. That is the most positive addiction I've found, is to try to get better at growing in my faith, to try to be a better man of God for my family, for those who round me, for my brothers, for my friends, for my distant relatives, for those who are around me, so they can see that there is hope in a broken world that makes us try to find escapes. that brings, that tries to make our minds go to other realities. God is the only reality that is going to truly save us from that. So I encourage you, where we all have addictions. If this is, if you have a negative one that you are struggling with so hard that you just don't think that you can get over it, what Kaz just said, where are you going the next step? That is so applicable. It reminds me of a little verse, a light unto your feet and a lamp unto your path. Maybe you don't know where those steps are, but the Lord is that light. So I encourage you to just take a second, pray about it. Lord, help me with this addiction. Help me with this thing I'm struggling with. And think about where your worth is. Mm-hmm. Why were you created? Why are you here? It's truly to further God's kingdom. It's to be his people. It's to show other people God's love so they can also, so they can do the same thing. It's a perfect pyramid scheme for Jesus. I mean, in the most positive way. So find an accountability brother. Find somebody who's there for you.
Right.
Kaz has been a great accountability brother of mine for a long time. I'm very thankful for that. Find someone who you can sit down and say, oh my goodness, dude, I can't stop watching porn. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, dude, I cannot stop vaping. Like, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Find somebody like that who you can trust and pray about it. The best accountability partner is God, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But God gives us people in our lives to help us too.
Right, right. And to go along with that, accountability partner, and at times you're going to have to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to be vulnerable. You're going to have to be transparent. You're going to have to be open. You're going to have to be honest.
Honest.
And all progress takes place outside the comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to be in an uncomfortable situation, uncomfortable environment in order to progress. You're going to have to be vulnerable. You're going to have to be committed. You're going to have to sacrifice. I know you can defeat that addiction. I know you can defeat that pornography. I know you can defeat that nicotine. I know you can defeat that alcohol. I know you can defeat that sex. I know you can, because sex is another one that's addicting too. I've been there. I've been down that road, man. I've been down that road. I've been caught up in this world. I've been caught up in the worldly things. I've been caught up in the girls. I've been caught up in the alcohol. I've been caught up in the nicotine. I've been caught up in the marijuana. I've been caught up in the pornography in high school. But I have defeated it because, one, I found my relationship with Christ, and that's the biggest thing. And two, that Satan's head has been crushed by my God, my Jesus Christ, on that cross. And three, I realized that without this mindset, without being strong, without being committed, without being faithful, without having to sacrifice, and without being vulnerable to my brothers and to myself, then guess what? Everything else is just temporarily. But by being committed to myself and to what God's placed me on this earth to do, I realize that any addiction that I struggle with, any temptation from this world that I may have struggled with, and I still will continue the struggle, but I know how to defeat it, and I know who can help me defeat it. Jesus, my accountability brothers, my mindset, and most importantly, the faith that you have. Not just in the worldly things, but the faith that you have in the things that cannot be seen.
Faith in God, brother.
Faith in God. I know each and every single one of you have someone in your life where you can go to. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Thou shalt not fear is written how many times in the Bible, Bryce?
So many.
How many times? Tell them.
I think I have it right here.
Do not be afraid is written 365 times, supposedly. So that's just one thing. And addiction comes with fear. I'm so used to dealing with this stress by just smoking a bowl. I'm just so used to dealing with this breakup, this hurt, by just going out and getting drunk, by going out with and facing other girls and other being involved with other guys. I'm so used to just getting caught up in the worldly things to deal with this, man. No, you don't have to do that. You don't. I've every single girl I've been involved with, like I've dated, they've broken up with me. Have I tried partying to get rid of the hurt? Sometimes, yeah. But I'm telling you right now, that can only last a certain amount of time.
Yep. Temporary.
I promise you, if you're dealing with a breakup from a relationship of 6 months and you're trying to go party your life away for 2, 3, 4 years because of that, oh, you are stupid. I'm gonna give you to it right now. You are stupid and you're weak. And the people you're surrounding yourself with, they need to be changed. They need to be changed. Because Bryce has been an addiction. I've been an addiction. You have people in your life that have been an addiction. But yet you're facing this addiction right now with what kind of mindset? With a weak mindset. Oh, your other friends are out there partying. You don't want to miss it out. But why are you partying? Why are you getting involved in the hookup culture? Why are you getting involved in the drugs? Why are you getting involved in the pornography? Why? What's your why? What's your why? What are you waking up with? What are you waking up with?
Wake up with purpose. Praise God. To close this out, very important verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it.
Go in on that a little bit.
We've all been tempted. There's no temptation that someone else hasn't dealt with. Because the root of temptation is sin. The root of temptation is trying to find something that makes you feel good that is ultimately destructive. That is the root of temptation. Everyone has dealt with that. Everybody deals with that. And that's where accountability brothers come in, because they've dealt with that. And maybe it's not to the exact T. Maybe you are struggling with relationships and they're struggling with marijuana. But it's the same thing of the escape. And you can talk about that and you can grow with each other and you can take it to God. The second thing is that God provides a way out from it.
Right there.
He provides a way out. There is a way out, and it is God. And so those four things that Cass just talked about, those are all from God himself, God himself, having faith, which is a gift, accountability brothers and sisters, and the mindset. A mindset that you can overcome this. God has given you that strength, that ability. Not without him, with him. And so there is a way out from it. And so whatever you're struggling with, remember that other people struggle with it and God provides a way out.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Bryce, I need to ask you one question before we land the plane. And I want you to land the plane with this.
Okay.
All right. This is one where we knew this was going to be a hot topic, a heated topic, but a heartfelt topic.
Yep.
How can someone overcome their struggle with alcohol?
I think the first thing is honesty. Talk about that. We've talked about that all podcast. I have so many friends and I love these guys, but I have so many friends who just ignore it. Like they just don't think about it. Like it's not a problem in their minds. It's not a big deal. But you have to be honest. You have to realize what your escape is. Where is your worth? What a simple illustration I like to tell people to kind of open their eyes. If I were to take this from your life right now and you couldn't do it, where would that leave you? Think about that. If I took all the beer and liquor out of your house, what are you going to do? What's your first step? You're going to immediately replace it? You're going to immediately whatever you're doing right then stop and go take care of it, go re-up. If that's the case, then that's where you're finding your worth. That's where you're finding your escape. So once you really understand and you're truthful with yourself, you have to ask why. Why are you doing it? Why are you trying to find an escape in this? What pain are you covering up? What is so wrong with your reality that you need another one? When you realize that, when you're honest with that, you're probably going to find that life sucks. Like, that's probably where you're at. That's probably what you're thinking. Well, I know a way life cannot suck. Life's still going to be hard as a Christian, but it's unbelievably better. And it's the only way we'll have a life after this one. So think about this world right now that is so got you down bad that you're looking for this escape. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a better one than this. But without Jesus, there's not. So find that positive addiction in Jesus so we can find a better life after.
Better yourself so you can help better others. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the BU Podcast.
Wake up with purpose.
Like I said, if you can take something away from it and apply it to your life and put it into action, please do. But your host, Kaz, and your co-host, Bryce, they've each struggled. And they're not perfect. And they'll continue to struggle. But I know that we have overcome this world because we have found Jesus and we know Jesus. And I know that you can too. He's waiting for you, he's wanting you, and he's loving you. Blessings to you. Love you.